Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Let's check in now on efforts to resume sports during this pandemic. The Major League Baseball season is now underway, but some games involving the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals were postponed because of outbreaks on the teams. Mike Pesca is a sports analyst for Here and Now. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, give us an update on baseball. How are these outbreaks on the Marlins and Cardinals affecting the season?
Well, those two teams canceled games. It's doubtful they'll make them up. There was also an outbreak. I want to be careful. There was also two reported corona cases among the Philadelphia Phillies staff, but it didn't seem to spread to players or much of the team. And so the Marlins were in action as a home team in Baltimore last night, and the Cardinals should be back in action now. But what it really was a wake-up call that baseball, which was allowing teams essentially, they're not bubbling as the other teams and other leagues are, allowing teams to call its own shots as far as protocols, realized that this wasn't enough. They came out with stricter, tougher protocols governing the actions of players when they're not on the field, because especially with the Marlins, this seemed to, a night out in Atlanta seems to have given rise to the outbreak. But I do have to say, when you watch the games, there was a lot of attention to 100 or so extra rules that would govern baseball this year. No high-fiving, no spitting. But you watch the games, and there's high-fiving all about. Now, I know that high-fiving in an outdoor environment is not a big spreader of the virus, but it did underline to me that there was a disconnect between how serious this is on paper and how serious the players were going to take it, and that's what they're finding out now with these shutdowns.
Yeah, I mean, it's about perception as viewers watch these games. Let's talk basketball. The NBA, WNBA, and the National Hockey League have all resumed their seasons. So far, so good for them?
So far, so very good. Now, these sports can bubble. They have fewer players, although hockey has quite a large number of players on a team. But they're playing their seasons on both coasts of Canada. The playoffs have resumed. It's going well in hockey. WNBA, not as many players as the NBA, also going well. And the NBA just announced that it's 350-some-odd players, no corona tests since the bubble started. There were two players who came in who were positive, and they quarantined. So it's going extremely well, and it's an extremely interesting season. They've tweaked the rules a little bit to have play-in games. I think that experiment, especially as contrasted to baseball, are the two opposite ends of the spectrum about how sports leagues can and are handling this.
I want to talk with you about something else that's having an impact, and that's the Black Lives Matter movement. President Trump says when players kneel during the anthem, it makes him stop watching the games or want to. Here's what Lakers star LeBron James said about that yesterday. Let's listen.
The game will go on without his eyes on it. I can sit here and speak for all of us that love the game of basketball. We could care less.
Mike, there's so much unusual about this year. I wonder if this politics and sports mixing is going to play a major role in the actual presidential election.
Well, I think to some extent the president would like it to be, because in the past he had some wins in his sail for picking fights with Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. But things have changed so much, and this is reflected in the polling of even, you know, suburban Americans and their attitudes, white Americans and their attitudes towards Black Lives Matter. So it seems that President Trump, to get political for a second, is using a play from a couple-year-old playbook that will not serve him well. But beyond that, I think what LeBron's saying, that we'll be fine without the president watching. That's so true as to almost be not necessarily stated, right? It is clear that the president's time and attention watching the NBA has almost no impact on the NBA. I wouldn't think the president would want to watch a sport where the players have been outfitted with new jerseys, where instead of their names, their surnames on the back of the jerseys, you have words like Black Lives Matter and vote and equality and liberty. This doesn't seem to be, I guess, in the wheelhouse of President Donald Trump's interest.
With the time I have with you, what are the prospects for professional and college football this season?
Well, college football, I think it's a question of hope over experience. They're going ahead, especially the big power conferences that make a lot of money are going ahead. But players in the Pac-12 have objected. One team in major college football, UConn, has opted out of the season, but they're going to try to play limited schedules. And the NFL, today, this afternoon, is the deadline for players to opt out. About 60 or so have. Teams like the New England Patriots, many of their players have opted out. The best case scenario is it's going to be a different and truncated season.
Wow. So much to follow and so much to not follow when it comes to sports at this moment. Mike Pesca is here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, as always, thanks.
You're welcome.